This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan and Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson shook hands on Monday following successful talks on Sweden's NATO accession. During talks on the sidelines of the NATO summit, Erdogan agreed to forward to Parliament Sweden's bid to join the NATO military alliance. He had held up the bid to expedite Turkey becoming a member of the EU. At a news conference, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. has long backed Turkey's goal of joining the European Union.
We continue to press the case that Sweden has taken a number of steps to address the concerns that Turkey raised, and we believe that it is time for Turkey to support Sweden's NATO accession.
Sweden and Finland applied for NATO membership last year, abandoning their policies of military non-alignment that had lasted through the decades of the Cold War in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday spoke about the delay in admitting Ukraine to NATO, saying that the majority of NATO members stood together with his country in the Vilnius summit must conform and confirm that Ukraine is a de facto member of the military alliance.
I am grateful to all the leaders, to each country who speaks in this way, who have adopted relevant declarations and statements with Ukraine regarding our integration. The majority of the alliance stands firmly with us.
Zelensky also went on to say that further weapons supply for Ukraine in its war against Russia would also be discussed at the summit. Again, recapping the Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan and Sweden's Prime Minister shook hands on Monday following successful talks on Sweden's NATO accession. This is VOA News.